You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 8 o'clock, straight up. And if you guys disagree or you want to get in and give your thoughts on any team, any thoughts that we have, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. So the season starts tonight with the Bucks. I just think the Bucks are going to be so good this year. Tom Brady in his second year with Bruce. It is going to I think that they're going to be a dominant football team. God forbid, the guys on the show before us were talking about, what if Dallas wins this game? How much hype will there be? I just don't see their defense being able to step up. And there are Super Bowl hangovers. I don't know. I don't know that you know, and it's real, you know, that everybody loves themselves and they have themselves a big offseason. I just think with everybody back and Tom Brady in his second year in this system, they're going to be really good.
They could be. I think they're the runaway winner in the conference, in the division. I mean,
yeah.
Let's start right there. Let's start
Tampa.
With the NFC South, and I think you have to go Tampa. I'm going to assume you're Tampa also, Aaron,
yeah.
Or no?
Oh.
For mine, I have yes. Sorry. I had the Falcons winning the division.
Oh, you have Atlanta. Okay.
A last hurrah for Matt Ryan.
Here's the thing. I don't see Atlanta winning. I do see Tampa winning the division, but I'm not sure that we're going to see the same Tampa. They are an older team now, but they have a really good, fast defense. Their cornerback started to play better. It's hard for me to wrap my head around anybody else in that division. Winning the division, but I like that Aaron stepped out and went Atlanta. The NFC West, see, this is where I think it's going to be tricky.
Well, I got Tampa, Atlanta, New Orleans, Carolina in that order.
Oh, okay. Tampa, New Orleans, okay.
No, Atlanta second. New Orleans third.
Yeah.
I think Jameis is going to struggle.
Yeah, I do too, but I think they've got enough. I got Tampa, New Orleans, and then I got Carolina, and I got Atlanta last. But I think it's all going to be jumbled together, to be honest with you. The NFC West, to me, it's San Francisco, but this is a really interesting one. I've got San Francisco winning that division, but I think what happens after that is going to be very, very curious, because I'm not sure where Seattle's headed right now. They're a small favorite against Indianapolis in Indy. They're making the trip across country. Man, I don't know.
Halfway.
I think the Rams are the second team in that conference, in that division. And then I like Seattle and then Arizona. And I think Cliff Kingsbury this is it for Cliff this year. Because I think they need to make the playoffs for Cliff. And I just don't see it happening.
I think it's the best division in football.
Yeah, it's a tough division.
It's the best division in football.
How do you have it?
I think it's going to be Rams. Rams, San Fran. I think Seattle's last in the division.
Who do you like, Aaron?
Arizona and then Seattle.
I have it almost like John. I have Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, Cardinals.
In the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys, if they win tonight, for me, this is Dallas's division to lose. I think with their offense, where it is, and I think defensively, if you look at, you know, yeah, they have some issues at cornerback. I don't think there's any question about that. I really like Trevon Diggs, but they've got to get a lot more there, and they just don't have it on the roster. So they're going to have to win some. They're going to have to win in some shootouts. But I love the fact that they've added Micah Parsons. I love the fact that you can pair him with Keanu Neal and Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch. Man, they've got, and Jabril Cox, the rookie. They got some speed on that second level. So I'm going to go Dallas. The NFC East.
I got Washington. I think Washington's going to.
I got Washington second, Philly third, and I got the
Giants. The Giants third.
I got the Giants third, and I got Philly.
Who you got in that one, Aaron?
I'm sorry, who?
In the NFC East.
I've got Cowboys winning it, football team second, Giants, Eagles rounding it out.
The North, Green Bay. I can't find a reason to put anyone else there. I got Green Bay, and you know the rest of it, I don't. Actually, I think Chicago is a playoff team, so I've got Chicago second, and then I got Minnesota, Detroit.
I do too. I got Green Bay and then Chicago.
The same thing, I would assume.
Green Bay, Chicago.
Aaron, you're Green Bay, right?
And Detroit.
Green
last.
Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago.
Ooh.
I think Nagy's going to hold on to the Red Rifle too long. It's going to cost him his job in the end, and
I don't. I think they're going to Justin Fields now.
Who do you have as your three playoff teams?
My three wild cards?
I've got Washington. I've got the Rams, and I've got Chicago.
I've got Bucks, Seahawks, and 49ers.
Okay.
I got Chicago, San Francisco, and Dallas.
Okay, and who is your representative? I've got San Francisco as my rep in the NFC for the Super Bowl.
I've got Tampa going back.
I've got Green Bay.
Oh, good. We got all different. In the AFC North, we'll start in the AFC North. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns. I don't feel great about it, but the second team I got is Pittsburgh, then Baltimore, and then Cincinnati. I think Baltimore's out of the playoffs this year.
I don't. I think Baltimore wins the division. I got Baltimore winning the division. And you've got who? Who you got?
I take it back. I have Baltimore second and Pitt third.
Oh, okay.
I've already done all this.
First? I got Cleveland second.
Yeah, I got Cleveland first.
I got Cleveland second.
I've done all this for NFL already.
Yeah.
You got Baltimore winning, and then
I got Baltimore winning the division and Cleveland second.
Sorry, Cleveland. What about you, Aaron?
Ravens, Browns, Steelers, Bengals for me.
AFC East, to me, that's Buffalo. I would be surprised if it's not a clean sweep.
Bills.
And I do have Miami second. Then I got New England third and Jets last.
I got New England second. I think that they're going to be pretty good. They're getting all their guys back from COVID, and they picked up a lot of guys. And I think Mac Jones is going to surprise people.
I'm starting to think he is too.
Yeah. I like
you
New
know
England
now
second.
That I now that I see, because I was thinking before, Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, big deal. I don't know that that's going to matter for Cam. He's not a very good passer, even though he had some success with Greg Olsen. All of a sudden, Mac Jones is there, and I'm like, oh,
it's different.
The tight ends may be a bigger factor than I was anticipating. They may be the factor that they look like they should have been when they signed him. Aaron, who you got?
I've got Bills, Pats, Dolphins, Jets.
Clean sweep on Buffalo. AFC South, I am going to go Indy and Tennessee. I think they're actually going to tie in a division. It'll come down to tiebreakers. But I've got Indy, Tennessee. I got Jacks, and I got Houston last.
I got Texans winning the division. Then it doesn't matter who else.
Make your real pick. Make your real pick.
I got the Colts. I like the Colts. Colts and then...
Colts, Tennessee, and it
Titans
doesn't matter.
Titans every year are right there, though. I think it comes down to the last week. Colts and Titans.
Oh, let me ask you this. Do you have them both making the playoffs? I have them both making the playoffs. Yep. Okay. Aaron?
Titans, Colts, Jags, Texans.
Yeah.
The Colts making the playoffs.
AFC
West. I got the Jags last. I got the Texans third.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
AFC West, I've got, obviously, KC. After that, I'm going to go with the Chargers. And then we're going Denver. I'm not Denver, but
Raiders.
Then we're going Raiders, and then we're going Denver.
Yeah, I like that same. I like the same order. I like the same order.
Chargers had a lot of close losses last year that could turn into wins. How do you?
Almost the same. Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, and then Broncos to come in last.
All right, and then our playoff teams. So we got your.
We all have the exact same AFC West.
Yeah, so I've got Miami as my as a playoff team. I got Tennessee as a wild card team, rather, and I've got the this year I've got the Chargers as a no. I'm sorry, yeah, the Chargers as a surprise team. So I'm leaving out Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
I've got Colts, Titans, Bills, New England, Baltimore, Cleveland, KC. Chargers are out.
I got KC coming out of the AFC.
Yeah, I've got the Bills coming in. Tampa and the Bills.
I like that. I like that. This could be the year the Bills do it. It feels like everyone just wants to go Tampa and KC. It's not going to be that easy.
No.
Somebody's going to trip up. One of those two teams is going to trip up. I have KC getting out, but I've got them playing. I got KC versus San Francisco, and I got San Francisco winning the Super Bowl.
I got the Bills winning. I got the Bills beating Tampa.
My three wild card teams, I have the Browns, the Pats, and the Chargers, and I have the Chargers making the Super Bowl, and I know I'm going to lose that one.
Well, you ought to...
I'll burn that point. I'm okay with that.
You
ought
to fire that into a prop bet.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. I already have a ticket on the Patriots when pre-draft Patriots were plus 3,500, and I figured Belichick wants revenge.
MVP, I'm going to go Mahomes. Actually, no, I've got Josh Allen this year. So I'm going Josh Allen for my MVP.
I got Brady winning it.
Okay.
I think he's going to have
it's actually a little bit of a, you can get a price on that.
Yeah,
you can get a price on that.
You got Allen? Mm-hmm. Who you got?
I've got Josh Allen as well.
You got Allen.
The coach of the year. Coach of the year, I'm going to go with Shanny.
You're going to go with Shanahan? Well, you mm-hmm. You like them a lot. You like them a lot.
Yeah.
I've got Rivera.
Okay, I could see that.
Yep, because they're gonna exceed expectations.
Going Sean McVay.
Yep. Those are all great
I think
picks.
He's going to end up taking Matt Stafford to a whole new level again.
Yep, that could well happen. Everybody you got, you like the Rams a lot, so. offensive player of the year?
Offensive player of the year, a lot of times it's running backs. I've got it as Dalvin Cook.
I've got Derrick Henry.
Yeah, he was. I think he won it last year, too. Yeah,
that's going to be.
I had Dalvin Cook as well.
And then defensive player of the year. I don't think I went Aaron Donald. Oh, I went Chase Young.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good pick. I'm going to go Khalil Mack.
I had Chase Young again. I feel like you're copying my paper right here.
Yep.
Offensive rookie of the year. I've got Trevor Lawrence. John's got Mac Jones.
Am I do. Wrong? I'm going to go Mac Jones.
Yeah. You got to. If you think he's going to make the playoffs, he's going to win mm-hmm. rookie of the year. I don't love my – I've already made the Trevor Lawrence pick, but I don't love it right now. I kind of like Mac Jones.
I've got Jalen Waddle.
He was
Waddle.
10-1 at one point before he was named the starter. He was
you got Waddle?
10-1 shot.
Good pick.
Yeah. Defensive rookie of the year. I will take Micah Parsons.
Oh, yeah. I like him, too.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
And then comeback player of the year is interesting. I'm going to go with I think it's either Dak or maybe Carson Wentz. But I'm going to go Dak also.
I got Dak.
Clean sweep on the Dacker?
Nope. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah?
Yeah, he only played five games last year.
Yeah, they could call it.
They could make that, yeah.
But remember when Dak's foot was like this?
I remember it was facing.
Remember when ESPN had to literally blur out the ankle because they didn't want to scare people
after
anymore?
Showing it 19 times live on television?
Yeah. But make sure, don't watch this, though.
Don't watch this a year later.
Yeah. One final pick for you. Who's your first overall pick in the 2022 NFL draft?
I'm still going Rattler.
I am going to go.
No, what team? Sorry.
Oh, who's going to make the first pick?
Yeah, who will get the first pick? Who will have the worst record? Not who will trade the
Detroit.
First pick.
Detroit will have the worst record.
I'm going to go Texans. I like that Detroit pick, though. I think Detroit is sneaky bad.
And guess
look
what?
You don't believe
Jared
that
Goff
they're going
to
bite people's kneecaps off?
Goff looks bad right now out there. They don't have wide receivers. Houston can't score. I mean, this could be a race. You got Houston third, so you can't have Houston.
No.
What a Jacksonville
got to do. I think the Texans are going to draft around seventh.
I've got the Broncos.
Which will be a disaster.
With the
You got the Broncos with
pick,
the worst record. Wow. They got a good defense. I don't know about that. All right.
I think the first pick may be Kadon Slovis, but I gotta look at it more. We've got some other stuff to get to. Pat Forty is our college football expert. One of them, along with Delbert O'Leal.
No, that's O'Leal. Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. O'Leal, Delvin O'Leal from Respect My Decision podcast is going to join us tomorrow for his first appearance. But
I don't know if you're pronouncing that right, but okay. We'll figure it out tomorrow when we talk to him.
I got
to
get that, yeah. But there's a couple other brief quick hitters that I want to get to, a couple of odds for the rest of the year that I want to – if you guys want to – we'll give you a shot at being the expert here. Here's what I need. Two people, 713-780-3776. If you feel like you're an NFL expert, we're going to ask you some questions. It's for gambling purposes. They've got over-unders on – the highest number of touchdowns and stuff like that. I want to get to those, but I want to give somebody who's a listener who is what we consider to be an NFL expert. We'll just give you accreditation. You'll be an NFL expert. We'll just give it to you.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. We just need two. When we come back, we're going to let our NFL experts who are listening on the radio make the picks. And we'll see how we go against you.
We're talking about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite in making your home or your business just that much better. increasing the value of it, making it a better place for people, especially if it's your business, to come. Well, not only your business, but your home. Do people want to go to your gross house? No, they don't. Or your house that's, yeah, well, this is boring. This house is just not somewhere where I want to be. This business is not something that I want to go to anymore. How about picking it up, making it look great, changing the walls, changing the counters, changing the vanity? Jeff Aronoff could do it all. Blow out entire walls, do it, redo whatever it is that's been done wrong. Or if you haven't had an outdoor patio, if you haven't had an outdoor kitchen, he can install that for you. He can design it for you first. Anything that you need done to your home or your business, got to be a big job, can't be something little, you give him a call. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
G'day, mates. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the Bench. Go Sabercats.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This would have been a great idea. Can you all get Gilbert on the listener line to be our NFL expert? That would have been totally sweet. Tony says, man, it's really too bad. Dr. Football lost that malpractice lawsuit, still serving time.
There was a guy, Dr. Football. That was Jimmy Neal.
Pretty sure it's pronounced Dale Olay. Dale Olay. Okay. I don't know.
Dale Olay?
Yeah. But he's not only an NFL expert. Well, he's a college football expert, but he's an Irish soap magnet. I didn't know that about him. Okay. This is not. The Texans will get the first overall pick and take Keneal Flulin, linebacker, Henderson State.
That's not. That's one of those fake names.
That's a fake one. That is just not true. So we got Tony on the line. And Tony, guess what? Let's bring Tony up here. Tony, how you doing?
What's going on, Tony?
How are you, Tone? Well, welcome to the show, Tone. And because you responded, Michael from Pete's Fine Meats wants to give away some tailgate packages.
He's got a tailgate pack.
He's got a tailgate pack where you got all these different meats that you're going to be able to cook on Saturday or Sunday while you're watching your games. And Tony, you are the recipient of one of those packages, those tailgate packages. All you got to do is go by Pete's Fine Meats. We will get
by
set
Saturday.
You up
you
by
gotta,
Saturday.
You can get it today, tomorrow, or Saturday. And Pete's Fine Meats, Richmond and Chimney Rock. You got a tailgate. And Travis will be our other winner, by the way.
Because Travis
right
also called in.
Because Travis is also the NFL expert. You two were the first two. So you got a tailgate package of different meats, ribs. I made ribs just yesterday from Pete's Fine Meats.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic.
Those must have been fantastic.
So everything's all good. You ready to go here? So make sure that you go to Pete's Fine Meats, Chimney.
We're going
to
get your information.
We'll get your information.
Don't hang up.
And give it to him off the air. So do not hang up. You and Travis. Travis, welcome in. You're on the show as
well,
right?
I got you, guys.
All right, way to go.
You ready,
good
Travis?
Morning.
Congrats.
Good morning,
to
Travis. You.
You get
a package from Pete's as well, Travis.
Sweet.
Yeah. No, Pete, Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats is going to set you guys up with some great meats that you're going to be able to cook and watch your football with this weekend.
If you're a vegan, you can just sit there and.
Yeah, if you're a vegan, then you probably don't listen to this show.
You'll just be a barbecue cuckold. Okay, now, here we go.
Yeah,
here's some questions for you. The most passing yards by any quarterback in the NFL will be 525. Yards over or under? Do you think that was just yes or no? Do you think any quarterback will get to 525 yards? Tony, you first. Travis,
you know
second.
What? Yeah.
You think a quarterback will throw for 525 yards this year?
That's correct.
Anything. Okay. Who do you think it's going to be?
I would predict it would either be Mahomes or a sleeper pick would be Justin Herbert.
I'm going to go with Josh Allen.
I'm going under. Nobody's
going actually. I'm going to say no.
Yeah,
no
under.
Travis, do you think somebody's going to hit it?
Yeah, I say Josh Allen as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Most touchdown passes by any quarterback this year, 43. Remember, Pat Mahomes just a couple years ago hit 50.
50.
I'm going to say
Peyton
yes.
Manning hit 50.
I'm going to say yes.
43 this year? Well, 17 games is different now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go over 43.
Tony?
Definitely going over as well. I think Aaron Rodgers has something to prove this year, so he's definitely going to be.
There's one of our experts, Tony, weighing in. Tony. Our other expert, Travis. Travis?
I'm actually going over as well, and I think Patrick Mahomes is going to have a monster year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most receiving yards by any player in the year. Hold on. I want to get it for a single game. Most receiving yards by any player in a single game, 230. Tony, our expert.
I'm gonna go under the 230.
Okay.
I think it's probably gonna be right around the 200 mark.
All right, Travis.
I'm going over. I'm saying Stephon Diggs is gonna have a monster year.
Yeah, if you okay. like Josh Allen, you gotta like Stephon
I'm
Diggs.
I'm going too. Over. I'm going DK Metcalf.
I'm gonna say under, but DK would be my pick also. I think DK has a chance to hit 270 yard plays in a single game.
Yeah.
You know? Most rushing yards by any player this year, 1,675 yards. The 17-game schedule, this seems so low.
It's way low.
This
because
seems
Derrick
low.
Henry's going to over 2,000 with 16 games.
Yeah, but it's hard to keep doing it, what he's doing at this
he better.
Pace.
Better. I just picked him last night.
1,675 seems way low.
A jerk better be doing
it. Let me change it up. Most rushing yards by any player in a game, 225 yards. Tony, you think anyone hits 225? And who, if you do?
I'm going to say under as well. I think the only person that could probably do it would be Henry, and he burned out. So
all right.
They ran him in the ground last year.
He might be. Travis?
Nah, I'm going over. I think Derrick Henry sure has gas in the tank, and he's got to play the Texans twice.
That's
so
what
on,
I'm
he
saying.
Might do it twice.
How about this?
Against the Texans?
I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor against the Texans.
I'm going.
225. I think Taylor will get 30. Plus carries, and I think he gets the 235.
Derrick Henry against the Texans.
And last one, boys. The longest field goal in the NFL, over under 62 yards. Will it be over 62 yards, over or equal to 62 yards, or under? Tony?
I'm going to go under. That's the rarest in the NFL.
Yeah, I can't.
No.
Man, there's some legs
under.
Out there. I'm going to go under, too. Travis?
Yeah, I got to go under as well, even though Justin Tucker, he's not playing the Texans, so I guess probably not.
You just need one. You just need the end of the half.
Let me throw this in there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Week four, Justin Tucker is in Denver.
Denver? That's where it can
Mile
happen at
high.
The end of the half.
That ball will fly.
Justin Tucker, 65-yarder. There's actually a couple guys with big, big power legs that could potentially do that. All right, boys, we appreciate you as our NFL experts. You guys
hold on the line.
You guys
hold
have been
on the
experts
line, guys.
For
Do
years.
Not hang up because we got to get your information. So we'll get it to Michael at Pete Fine Meats. You guys have both won tailgate packages. Oh, how about all you lazy people out there that decided I'm not going to call in? I don't want to call in. Well, guess what?
You don't have any meat.
You don't have meat.
Now no one's going to beat that meat deal from Michael of Pete's Fine Meats. I said it the right way.
Why couldn't you just say
Chimney Rock in Richmond?
You don't have any meat.
I had pork ribs yesterday. They got ribs, bacon wrapped shrimp, bacon wrapped quail. You got steaks. You got brisket.
Oh. So they're both getting really big packages of meat.
Yeah, he's actually got that for everybody. If you go in and just say, now, not for the contest, we just gave it to Travis and Tony, and we'll have the information over to Michael's. You guys can pick it up by Saturday. But what's cool is if you go in there and say, hey, I heard the radio guys. Just heard those morning scumbags talking about a tailgate package. Can you put something together for me? And he'll say, well, what do you want to spend? And you'll tell him. He'll go, okay. And he'll just start putting stuff together for you and then take it out to your tailgate. And your tailgate could be in your own backyard also, by the way.
How about
that?
That's
where you might be tailgating.
That's right. That's where you can tailgate, in your backyard and with your grill.
Coming up next.
Texas Star Grill Shop.
Let's break it right now because coming up next, we've got Pat Forty, our college football expert, from Sports Illustrated. I want to tell you about SiteJab. SiteJab can tighten up your website. If you need your website done, SiteJab is the company to do it. They do an amazing job. 23 years of business here, 2 decades plus of making brand new websites, creating them from scratch to where they are easy to interface. They flow very, very effectively. They are eye-catching, so they keep people engaged. And then the most important thing is, getting the information about your company out there as quickly and easily as possible for the consumer to view. Because what happens is they stay on your site longer, they find out who you are, you show off who you are with, you know, with videos and with different portfolios of who you work with and what your work looks like. And of course, they have e-commerce on there so that you can translate the eyeballs into actual money and actual real revenue at that time. So make sure that you go to sitejab.com and have them start working on your website and with your company with their entire suite of package business packages that they have available for you. Go to sitejab.com, sitejab.com, for your free consultation.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
All right, time to talk about Doc Linville. You know, for us guys, it is the hair thing, right? 975hair.com. If you are balding, if you have, you know, bald spots, if you, you know, feel like, hey, I got to, he can even do it where, you know, you don't have to do the operation. You can, he can just spin it and the blood and put it back in there and it will increase the hair growth. He can do all of these things. He also does, I mean, he does everything for women as well. And right now he's got September specials going on with the Morpheus 8, the facial treatments, the face and neck treatments, basically half price on those. So if your wife does like to do that, or you want to do that for your face, make it look younger, make your skin so much better. Hydrafacial as well. Just it's $100 off on that. And all, and if you book any special, you get 20% off all skincare. That's going on right now with Doc Linville. For us guys, it's about the hair. And if you, I was a mangy dog, and if you're somebody that has patches of bald spots, go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com. Let Doc Linville take care of it.
What's poppin'? Who you brand new with? Just hopped in.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 832 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 every week. Pat Forty joining us right here on ESPN 97.5. He's a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Back on the show. Pat, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Clemson. And, you know, losing that game is huge. With their schedule, with the how weak the ACC is, their chance they don't make it to the playoff this year now?
I mean, yeah, they could be 12-1, and depending what happens elsewhere, they could be on the outside looking in. Excuse me. Just as you said, the schedule is just not very good. So where are the quality wins going to come from? You know, it was a good loss, but good losses don't count as much as good wins, obviously. So they need to probably get some help. You know, they need multiple teams to lose in multiple conferences, because I think the ACC is near the back of the pack at this point.
Pat, you know, we talked about, I mean, there is no wiggle room really for the ACC at all, but I think what's interesting about Georgia, and when you look at the ACC and Georgia, I mean, and Clemson, and now you look at Georgia, the takeaway from that game was how good Georgia's defense was. And I've got two takeaways. As someone who's on the voting committee for the Joe Moore Award and a selection committee, I should say, we watch a lot of offensive line play. And I think Clemson was overrated in the past when they were pretty good. I thought they were a little overrated. Last year they were bad. This year they're bad. I think Georgia's defense is very, very good. But if they can't score and they have two wide receivers out, Pat, do you see any way that they can give Alabama a game after what you've seen so far from Bryce Young?
No. I mean, like you know, there's a long way to go, obviously. But what Alabama showed was probably pretty discouraging to the rest of the nation. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, they're really good again. They've got all the parts. The quarterback looks great. The new offensive coordinator looks great. All the new skill guys look great. So, you know, I mean, if you're Georgia, you know, yeah, where's your explosive plays coming from that you're going to have? Because you're not just going to go 5 yards, 4 yards at a time down the field against an Alabama team. So, Kyrus Jackson will presumably return to health, and he was their leading receiver last year. That gives them a weapon, but not necessarily, you know, an overwhelming kind of weapon, and he needs some help. So, I mean, if you're Georgia, you probably looked at the film of Alabama, and they assuredly did, and said, oh, boy, here we go again.
It's Pat Forty with us here, senior writer, Sports Illustrated. Is UCLA for real, or is LSU – what's going on? First of all, very disappointing what LSU did. But UCLA looked really, really good.
They did. You know what? I mean, their scheme, it's classic vintage Chip Kelly. It looks great. You know, they're moving well. They are disguising things. They're, you know, throwing some eye candy out there and then running misdirection, all that sort of thing. And, you know, I don't know they have overwhelming talent, but they've got a good scheme and they've got good running backs and a good quarterback. Not a great quarterback, but a good quarterback. And that might be enough to win the Pac-12. We'll see. You know, if you're LSU, I give them a bit of a mulligan because of the week that they had with the hurricane being displaced to Houston, you know, and having everything kind of uprooted for them and then going out west and playing a pretty good team. So it was a very bad performance by LSU, but I'm willing to at least give them the benefit of the doubt that maybe that's not who they're going to be the rest of the way.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that too because I think Chip Kelly may have a team out there this year.
Right.
It's and you know Chip has really changed who he is as an offensive mind. He has adjusted his game and adjusted his mindset because I think he thinks that some of the football may have caught up with some of that. I was impressed with that running game from UCLA. They really got downhill on LSU. What's your long-term prognosis jumping over to the Pac-12 for Chip Kelly and UCLA this year?
I mean, I think it's good. You know, they had an experienced team coming back. They thought this was going to be the payoff year, and so far it looks like it. You know, the Pac-12 North is a disaster, so the South appears to be where the competition would be other than maybe Oregon, and if Kayvon Thibodeau is out, certainly if he's out this week, they're going to lose to Ohio State. But, you know, USC looks pretty good. Utah looks pretty good. Arizona State looks pretty good. But, I mean, nobody in the league so far has flashed quite like UCLA has.
Yeah. Pat Forty here, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, every week, Thursday, on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do you give Oklahoma a little bit of a pass this week, or is there something scary going on in Norman?
Well, I mean, that was all the talk was how much better the defense was, and then, boy, it sure wasn't, you know. And hats off to Tulane, but that's Tulane, okay? And so if Oklahoma wants to say we are much better than we have been and we are ready to compete for a national title, that sure didn't show on opening weekend. So, that you know, they've got a lot of work to do. The defense has got to get better. Now, it did last year. By the end of the season, their defense was pretty good. Maybe it'll be the same thing this year, but that didn't look like a team that's going to slow Alabama down. And I think that's like everybody that's in the top five or top 10 now, you're looking at Alabama like, do we have a chance? And Oklahoma didn't show anything that says they have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, we're giving LSU a pass, but Tulane goes and plays that way when they had it even worse than LSU did?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a good point. Fair point.
Yeah. What about, you know, the Texas wins a game. It's almost like the Dallas Cowboys. They win a game, and Texas is back, folks. but you know what? Hudson Card looks pretty good.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, Louisiana's a legitimate team. That was not an easy game, and they played well. You said Hudson Card played very well. Bijan Robinson looked like he thought he would look in Steve Sarkisian's offense, and they've got some pizzazz, you know. And I think you look at the rest of the Big 12 and say, they can certainly hang with the top echelon of that.
Yeah.
What they have to do, you know, under Tom Herman, every game was a close game, and so those were all like 50-50 games. You got to be significantly better and not end up playing 3-point games against everyone because you're going to lose some of those. So we'll see, you know, what their level of consistency will be going forward. But if you're a Texas fan, I think you're pretty happy coming out of that first week.
I think I was watching the Longhorn and Aggie game back and forth. And I'm really interested to see those two young quarterbacks, Haynes King and also Hudson Card at Texas. But both of them, I thought, had some moments. I thought they were both talented, but, you know, getting to Hudson Card for a second, there's something about him that I really that I liked from an athletic standpoint. He's kind of twitchy. I thought he had a little bit more juice as a passer than Sam Ehlinger. I'm really interested to see what Sark does as the season progresses, Pat, in terms of his willingness and ability to kind of open things up for Hudson Card, a freshman quarterback, and see if he goes to some of the same stuff we saw at Alabama.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's going to be kind of one of just a progression thing, is like, how much can you handle? They're going to throw a little more at him probably every week. And, you know, Louisiana was a good opponent, so you couldn't really just like let it rip necessarily and just see how it happens. But I think that, you know, they've got a couple of games here coming up where you've got a little more latitude to experiment maybe a little bit. And if it doesn't go well, it's not going to cost you a game. But yeah, I think Hudson Card showed that he could handle what was thrown at him so far. And I would expect the playbook to continue to open up as he goes along.
Hey, we have to ask you at the Big 12 expansion potential for Cincinnati, Houston, BYU, and UCF. Are you where do you stand on that for the Big 12? Not necessarily for those teams. Where do you stand on that for the Big 12 about that idea of just, you know, going with the best available?
I mean, they are the best available, I think. And I think it's a smart idea to go get them. You know, strengthen numbers, and you also weaken your competition. You know, if you're in danger of slipping back to behind the AAC, well, go take the AAC's best team, best three teams, and, you know, put something together there that really should be a pretty good league. Now, are they going to get paid like a big time league? No, but they should play pretty high quality football and be fun to watch. And, you know, we'll see if they can maintain that New Year's Six bowl game is really kind of the big thing with the Power Five. If they can do that, then they've gotten something out of this. We'll see if they're going to go divisions. They're going to go north-south. I think that's pretty easy to do north-south with this group. But whatever they come up with, they need those teams coming in to play well right away. And it'll be really interesting to see how they coexist with Oklahoma and Texas, because it looks like there will be at least a little bit of overlap.
It'll be interesting to see Iowa State and Iowa this week. Iowa State, surprisingly, 4.5-point favorite. Is this important? It is kind of a big deal now for the Big 12, especially for two top 10 teams going at it, and the Big 12 probably needs to come out on top.
That was all a big game, very big game. I mean, not only for Iowa State, but for the Big 12 for sure. You know, these two teams have never been ranked at the same time before, much less in the top 10 when they played each other. So this is the biggest game basically in Cy-Hawk history, as they call it. You know, it's interesting because if you look at the two games, Iowa State struggled. You look at the box score, Iowa, like, oh, they breezed. They won by 25 points. They're up 31-3, I think, at halftime. But two pick sixes and a 75-yard run kind of made that, I think, look a little easier than it was. Like, their quarterback, Spencer Petras, didn't play very well for Iowa. So I think they'll be up against it, you know, against a much better defense from Iowa State. So I'm looking forward to the game. I think it's going to be really good. And right now, it's kind of antithetical, but I think Iowa State should be favored.
Yeah, and they are, and they are. Yeah, just 145-yard passing for Petras. That's not going to get it done at Iowa State, that's for sure. Hey, Pat, we appreciate it, man. Great talking college football with you every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and we will do it again next week.
All right, my pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Pat 40 right here at @BYPat40 on Twitter. Look, Dana Holgerson, by the way, going to be coming up next. That's brought to you by Damaris Barbecue and HR&P right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Look, nobody's perfect. The best baseball players, they strike out. Best golfers, 3-putt. That happens. You know what? Sometimes I even 4-putt. But here's the deal. No, it happens. Here's the deal. GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. I don't know if it's going to help your putting. I do know that it is going to help you in the boudoir. You can get a free online evaluation, ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to take off of work. You don't have to face-to-face with that embarrassing talk with the doctor. Then you don't have to go to the pharmacy and go pick it up and that embarrassment there. what you have to do, all you have to do is open up your laptop and talk to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. And if it ships, if you need medication, it ships free with two-day shipping. Go to GetRoman.com/John. Online visit, it's so simple. Go to GetRoman.com/John right now and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I want to tell you about my friends over at Texas Custom Patios and the work that Steve and Shell and those guys do. It's incredible. Go to tcplance.com and check out what they did the before and after for me. The workmanship, the quality, the materials they use, they stick with what they tell you in terms of the time frame, the price. They never charge you anything more than what the initial price is, anything that they need to cover, because sometimes they have little things that need to get redone and they cover that cost. They can build an amazing outdoor kitchen, an outdoor entertainment center for you. It could be a place to host parties, your own separate little space that you want to just hang out. It can be something that adds phenomenal value onto your home because it's a second outdoor living space. So make sure, or it's a first outdoor living space, a second living room basically for you. So make sure that you go to TexasCustomPatios.com. And trust me, they've got financing available. They can make your dreams a reality. It is that simple. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com, get a consultation, and start to decide about making your future house a home with Texas Custom Patios.
The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Time for the head coach of the Houston Cougars, brought to you by HR&P, Mike Holly, Great Coug, and Damaris Barbecue, where you can watch all your Coug games and every other game every Saturday or Sunday. And he's got wing specials over at Damaris while you're watching your football games. Dana Holgorsen joining us here. What's up, coach?
How you guys doing today?
Good, man. How's your team bouncing back this week?
Fine. I guess we'll find out Saturday at 5:30 across town over there at Rice Stadium. We'll see how they bounce back from that. I mean, our week's been good. They were disappointed. Great atmosphere. Represented Houston good, played hard. Just didn't have enough in the tank to be able to finish that thing out.
Yeah, started so great, man. That was awesome. That was just unbelievable. Get off to that. So you had the ball practically the whole first quarter, and then obviously what happened after that. But that start and the onside, I love the onside kick too, coach. That's risk reward, and what a reward it was. But that had to be part of the deal. Is let's keep the ball away from those guys, because you certainly did in that first quarter.
It wasn't like purposely scripted out to keep the ball away from them. I mean, we're going to have to line up and play defense for 12 games throughout the course of the year. But we wanted to be aggressive early. Had a fourth and one, went for it, got it, got some momentum, was going down the field. Got into some short yardage situations and was able to quarterback our sneak our way into the end zone for 7 points. We have the onside kick thing scripted out. If we go score and get up on them, let's be aggressive. And it was there, so we took advantage of it. Dalton Witherspoon had a great kick, and we recovered it. All that was good. If we wouldn't have had the luck, then we would have kicked it away and played defense. We weren't scared to line up and play defense. So it was a good start. Eating up 13 minutes in the first quarter was fun. That's not reality at times. Hopefully it's not reality for the Houston Cougars, because we play a team here Saturday night that's going to try to do that to us with how they play football. But at the end of the day, you got to line up, and whatever snaps you get, you got to be successful.
Coach, are you the kind of coach who typically will look at, a situation early in the year and you say, hey, we're going to stay the course, or do you say, if I don't like how it's going, we're willing to make changes very, very quickly at different positions, because no one's earned a spot yet that we can't take up and make switches if we don't like the way things are going? Which camp are you in, maybe in 2021? Maybe it's been different from year to year.
Oh, I think it's different year to year. It's different position to position. But at the end of the day, it has everything to do with what your depth is and what behind it looks like. You know, so we have a lot of young kids that haven't played very much football. We have a lot of old kids that have played football. At the end of the day, you're probably going to go with the older guy that's played before. But look for opportunities to play young guys, and once you get those opportunities to play young guys, how do they respond to those situations? So I get what you're saying, and you know, at the end of the day, we got to line up and we got to play better for four quarters. There was a lot of good ball out there. There was a lot of good plays out there. You know, unfortunately, we didn't execute the way that we needed to from sustaining blocks and from tackling as well. We got to tackle a little bit better. I think we missed like 13, 14 tackles. Only played 52 snaps of defense. So we got to tackle better and we got to block better. That's kind of the name of the game.
Dana Holgorsen with us here, brought to you by HRP and by Damaris Barbecue right here every week, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Clayton Tune, I know he obviously had the four picks weren't all his fault and everything else, yet four picks are four picks. What did you see for him? What's he got to clean up?
I don't think he likes throwing incompletions. You know, he completed a lot of passes, unfortunately, four of them were to the other team. You know, the first one, we dissected it and talked about it. You know, the first one, I would have thrown the same pass. You know, Texas Tech's middle field player made a heck of a play. I'll say this, too. That's the best Texas Tech defense I've seen ever. And I went against those guys. I was there for 8 years. I've played against them, I believe it's 9 times now. And we've had some success against them. You know, when I was here the first time, Oklahoma State, West Virginia as well. That's without a doubt the best Texas Tech defense that I've seen. So give them some credit. They made plays in the secondary. The second pick was unacceptable at every level. It's the type of play that gets you beat. You know, the third one was a tip pass. The receiver can't. You know, their job is to catch the ball. Okay, so it came to him and it went right through his hands, and I don't know how the defender caught it, but he caught it. Luck of the draw, I guess. And then the last one, he was just forcing a pass into drop eight because we're in 2-minute offense and we had to go score quick. So at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of completions that he made and a lot of plays that he made. Bad can't be that bad. We've talked about that, and everybody else has to do their part as well.
Dana Holgorsen here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Who are you preparing for, Green or McCaffrey?
Well, you got to prepare for both. That was all the talk going into year one. You know, Green's got, you know, some experience. McCaffrey's the new kid that's very talented. You know, they said they were going to play both, and they played both. I don't. You know, both of them did good. I don't think either one of them did either poorly or really good to the point to where the other ones are going to get the reps. So you got to prepare for both of them. And I don't think they'd change what they do, you know, too much. You know, they're a run first pro style, old school pro style. I can't say new school pro style, but old school pro style offense. I don't have a lot of history with Bloomgren. Other than when he was OC at Stanford, you know, I was working for Oliver Luck, and, you know, I'd get my weekly Andrew Luck update and would watch him when I could watch him, and it's the same type of tight ends and fullbacks and do a lot of offense, clearly. They'd do about a little bit of everything, so you got to prepare for a little bit of everything.
This is a good it's a good Rice team. Hey, you know, they faced Arkansas last week, but this is Mike's got them, you know, got them doing some good stuff and looking pretty good. So this is going to be a battle for sure. Saturday night, Rice Stadium, 5:30. It's on CBS Sports, I believe. But get on out there, you Cougs and you Owls. Get on out there and watch this football game between the two hometown rivals going at it in week two. Well, Coach, man, we appreciate you being here, and best of luck this weekend. Go get them. We'll be rooting for you.
Okay, appreciate it, guys.
All right, thanks,
guys. There's Dana Holgorsen right here every week on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by Damaris okay, where you can go get your wings on while you're watching your games, your home football pro team every Sunday. You get they got wing discounts, and you can watch all your college games there as well. They get them all. And then, of course, by HR&P, Mike Holly, Greg Coog, and getting that job done. But speaking of Damaris, though, his arch rival and nemesis, Nick, we're going to be live at Nick's Place today, noon to 7. Join us for lunch, happy hour, dinner. Nick's has pizza they're to die for.
Beginning of football season.
Awesome burgers. Menu is great. Beer, wine, full bar. Nick's Place Thursday, noon to 7. That's tonight. Join us for some fun. 2713 Rocky Ridge, right off Westheimer and Gessner. And between it's all right off Westheimer between Gessner and Foundren. That Burger King. Turn in at the Burger King.
By the massage place.
Well, yeah, it's by the massage place, too. But what about the Burger King?
I mean, the Burger King's there, but right next to it is a massage place.
Yeah.
But a real one.
Yeah, I know that.
Not an Instagram one.
Yeah. No, right. No, that's what I'm saying. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we haven't even talked about the number one story in the world going on right now. So we'll do that on the other side.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.